Please rise. The portion of scripture that we turn our attention to this morning is recorded for us in Numbers chapter 11, verses 16, 17, and then 24 through 29. The Lord said to Moses, "Bring me 70 of Israel's elders who are known to you as leaders and officials among the people. Have them come to the tent of meeting that they may stand there with you. I will come down and speak with you there, and I will take of the spirit that is on you and put the spirit on them. They will help you carry the burden of the people so that you will not have to carry it alone." So Moses went out and told the people what the Lord had said. He brought together 70 of their elders and had them stand around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke with him, and he took of the spirit that was on him and put the spirit on the 70 elders. When the spirit rested on them, they prophesied, but they did not do so again. However, two men, whose names were Eldad and Medad, had remained in the camp. They were listed among the elders, but did not go out to the tent. Yet the spirit also rested on them, and they prophesied in the camp. A young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." Joshua, son of Nun, who had been Moses' aide since youth, spoke up and said, "Moses, my lord, stop them." But Moses replied, "Are you jealous for my sake? I wish that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit on them." This is the word of our Lord. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, have you ever been in a situation where you were working very, very hard at something, and someone was standing off to the side just watching you work? How did that make you feel? Did you feel angry? Did you feel frustrated? Did you get to the point where you felt like just simply giving up and quit working altogether? Have you ever been in a situation where you were working very, very hard at something and someone stepped in to give you a hand? Now, how did you feel? Did you feel thankful? Did you feel relieved? Did you feel reinvigorated to carry out the work that you were doing? Our sermon text for today focuses our attention on a very tense situation in the relationship between God's people Israel and God's servant Moses. As we observe this situation, let's see how it illustrates for us a truth that still holds true right down to this very day. That truth is this: the good Lord grants good helpers. There are two questions that we want to look at today. The first question is why? Why does the good Lord grant good helpers? The second question is who? Who are the good helpers that the good Lord grants? Why does the good Lord grant good helpers? In order to answer that question, we need to look at the larger context in which we find our sermon text for today. In Numbers chapter 11, we see that God's servant Moses had become very, very frustrated in his work. Why was Moses frustrated? Because in chapter 11, verses 1 through 15, we're told that God's people had once again began to grumble against the Lord their God. The people of Israel were tired of the manna that God had so graciously been providing to them. Israel's grumbling not only angered the Lord their God, but Israel's grumbling also frustrated God's servant Moses. Moses' frustration comes out very clearly when we hear him say in verses 13 and 14, "Where can I get meat for all these people? They keep wailing to me, 'Give us meat to eat.' I cannot carry all these people by myself. The burden is too heavy for me." Yes, my friends, sometimes even God's servants become frustrated and overwhelmed by the work that God has given them to do. That reality helps us to understand the answer to the question of why. Why does the good Lord grant good helpers? Look at what we're told in the opening portion of our text. The Lord said to Moses, "Bring me 70 of Israel's elders, who are known to you as leaders and officials among the people. Have them come to the tent of meeting, that they may stand there with you. I will come down and speak with you there. And I will take of the spirit that is on you and put the spirit on them. They will help you carry the burden of the people so that you will not have to carry it alone." Why does the good Lord grant good helpers? Because the good Lord cares. God was concerned about his servant Moses. God was concerned about his people Israel. God was concerned about his work getting done. And so what did God do? God, in his grace and mercy, granted his servant Moses helpers, people who would help him carry out God's work among God's people. That brings us to the second question we want to address today. Who? Who were the good helpers that the good Lord granted to his servant Moses? There are two parts to the answer to that question. First, God told Moses to select men who were known as leaders and officials among the people. God wanted Moses to make sure that the men who were selected to be his helpers were men that were respected among God's people, men who would set a good example for God's people to follow. Second, look at verse 25 of our text. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke with Moses, and he took of the spirit that was on him and put the spirit on the 70 elders. When the spirit rested on them, they prophesied, but they did not do so again. Notice very closely, my friends, that what made these men good helpers for Moses was not simply due to their natural abilities. While these men were indeed known as leaders and officials among the people, God is the one who supplied them with the power that they needed in order to be good helpers for God's servant Moses. And how did God empower these men to be good helpers for Moses? We're told very simply and very clearly. He took of the spirit that was on Moses and put the spirit on the 70 elders. Picture in your mind our Christmas Eve service here at church. I take a candle and I light it from the Christ candle on our Advent wreath. And then all of your candles are lit from my candle. Does that diminish my candle in any way, shape, or form? Not at all. In fact, someone might argue that my candle has now been enhanced by your candles. That's precisely what the good Lord was doing for Moses here in our text. Without diminishing Moses in any way whatsoever, the good Lord granted Moses good helpers, men who would enhance the work of the Lord being done among the Lord's people. Now look at the closing portion of our text, verses 26 through 29. We're told that two men, Eldad and Medad, did not come to the tent of meeting as they had been told. Did that prevent the Lord from empowering them with his Holy Spirit? Did that prevent the Lord from calling them into service as a helper for Moses? Not in the least. We're told that they prophesied in the camp. Or we could say that they shared God's word with God's people right where they were. And when Joshua, Moses' faithful aide, heard about what was going on in the camp, he came to Moses and said, "Moses, my Lord, stop them." What was Moses' response? Moses replied to Joshua, "I wish that all the Lord's people were prophets and that the Lord would put his spirit on them." Moses was willing to have as many good helpers as the good Lord was willing to provide. Well, this event, recorded here in our text for today, is very interesting and very insightful. You might be wondering, How does this apply in our lives? How does this apply in our church today? In other words, does the good Lord still grant good helpers in his church right down to this very day? The only answer to that question, my friends, is of course, yes. Let's see then how this text applies to us and to our congregation today by revisiting those same two questions. Why does the good Lord grant good helpers in his church? And who are the good helpers that the good Lord grants to his church today? Why does the good Lord continue to grant good helpers in his church right down to this very day? Very simply, my friends, because there are times when God's servants today become just as frustrated and just as overwhelmed as Moses did so many years ago. Think about it. Satan is still working just as viciously among the people of this world and even the people of the church today as he was in the days of Moses. Satan is still striving to use anything and everything he can to get God's people to grumble, just as he did in the days of Moses. Like Moses, here in our text, that can lead God's servants to get to the point where they say, I cannot carry all these people by myself. The burden is too heavy for me. Does the good Lord still care about his servants today? Is the good Lord still concerned about his people and about his work getting done today? Of course he is. So what does the good Lord do? The good Lord continues to grant good helpers in his church right down to this very day. That leads us back to our second question. Who? Who are the good helpers that the good Lord grants to his church today? While there are a number of ways for us to answer that question, this morning we'll focus on just two. Let's start with what is perhaps the most obvious answer to that question. Due to the way that our church is organized, the good helpers that the good Lord grants to whomever is the pastor of this congregation are found in the elected leaders of this congregation. These are men who, through regular study of God's holy word and regular reception of the Lord's holy supper, are being filled with the power of God the Holy Spirit. These are men who help proclaim God's word to you, God's people. These are men who are always going to be there to try and do whatever they can to make sure that God's kingdom work is done among us. If you are feeling weak and weary, they will point you to the cross for guidance and for strength. If you are feeling troubled by your sins, they will point you to the cross and assure you that through faith in what Jesus has done for you, all of your sins are completely forgiven. If you lose sight of how important it is to come to church on a regular basis, how important it is to receive the Lord's Holy Supper on a regular basis, how important it is to continue growing in our knowledge and in our understanding of God's holy word, they will point you to the cross on Calvary's Hill and not only remind you of how awesome the Lord our God is, but they will also remind you of how amazing it is to continue studying God's word and finding the truth that God himself has revealed to us here. And so, yes, my friends, the good helpers that the good Lord continues to grant to his church right down to this very day include the elected leaders of our congregation. Perhaps a less obvious and yet just as important answer to the question of who are the good helpers that the good Lord grants to his church today is very simply you. Yes, you. You come into contact with people that I and the leaders of our congregation might never, ever meet. Find a way to share the truth of Scripture with them. You might look around in church on Sunday morning and think to yourself, I wonder where John and Marlis are. I haven't seen them for a while. I hope everything is okay. Call them. when you get home from church today. Stop by and visit them this week and see how they're doing. Send them a card in the mail. Invite them over to your house for dinner. Do everything you can to remind them of how important it is to gather together in God's house on a regular basis. And so, yes, my friends, each and every one of you are included among the good helpers that the good Lord provides to his church today. Have you ever been in a situation where you were working very, very hard at something and someone was just standing off to the side and watching you work? How did that make you feel? Have you ever been in a situation where you were working very, very hard at something and someone stepped in to give you a hand? How does that make you feel? Now take those two scenarios and apply them to the work of God's kingdom here on this earth. Instead of standing on the sideline and wondering why are we doing this or why aren't we doing that, lift up your eyes to this cross and remember. Lift up your eyes to the cross and remember what the good Lord has done for you. Lift up your eyes to the cross and remember that the good Lord still grants good helpers to his church right down to this very day. Lift up your eyes to the cross and remember that you are one of the good helpers that the good Lord has given to this congregation. Lift up your eyes to the cross and humbly ask, what can I do to help? To God be the glory. Amen. Please rise.